Elephant's toothpaste, a stock standard but very fun chemistry demonstration in which a large measuring cylinder erupts with a big column of foam, looks like a bit of toothpaste, and you explain this is a large tube of toothpaste that elephants use. This is Peter Hill Explains, where I discuss things scientific. I'm just getting back into the saddle of being able to talk and generate ideas. Of course, I'm generating so many different podcasts, I'm going to have to launch a little index page where everything's categorized and cross-referenced. That's a sort of internet stuff. I've sort of moved away from the internet stuff to actually focus on speaking communication as I work my way through cardiac rehab several weeks after my heart valve operation, which is rather a serious thing that rather knocks you about. So let's talk about elephant's toothpaste. The basic idea here is that we have hydrogen peroxide. I think it's got to be above, this is all going off memory, above 7%, 9% concentration. It's got to be relatively new. Hydrogen peroxide is H2O2. It's a H bonded to an oxygen, bonded to an oxygen, bonded to another hydrogen. So that's the actual process of it. So it's water with a large amount of oxygen dissolved in it, and this is an unstable state, and so if you add a catalyst to it, you can suddenly release a large amount of oxygen, and of course the actual bubbling and producing of oxygen will get your hydrogen peroxide to bubble up and in process to mix any catalyst into it. So you start with a 100 mil measuring cylinder, and there's obviously some theatre to it. A little tip is that you store the measuring cylinder in some hot water, so the actual hydrogen peroxide, which will be stored in the fridge when you pour it in, will go up to a high temperature. Now, for best results, I've actually found that it's actually best to put the hydrogen peroxide in. You then put in a few drops of Depol, but that's the actual laboratory grade detergent, but general detergent, and mix that in at the bottom. You can mix it in before you go in. Then down the sides of the tube, you bleed in a drop. The side of your measuring cylinder, you put in a drop of food colouring. So you've got concentrated hydrogen peroxide, which has warmed up. You have detergent. I think some people on the top, I like to mix it through. And then into that, you have to, this is an unstable compound. And now let's warn everyone, it is dangerous. If it gets into students' eyes, it's an irritant. At this concentration, it can increase the actual burning of the skin if it gets onto the skin. So you have to watch that. And then you throw into it a catalyst. Now, the catalyst can be potassium permanganate, which is also an oxidant, a dangerous thing, a purple thing. And you have to sprinkle that in and drop it in, or you can also mix in yeast. But the important thing is that this mixes in and reacts very quickly. And when it does, it creates a large amount of bubbles which shoot up through the through the tube and picks up the food colouring as colouring on the side of it, and this produces a large volume of oxygenated bubbles of detergent, very small bubbles, and there's a reasoning for about the size of the bubbles. The molecular weight of oxygen versus carbon dioxide is small, so the bubbles by theory are small. another thing to do in here is to get a match, blow it out, and then put it into, while it's still smouldering, put it into the oxygen, put it into the elephant's toothpaste, and it will catch a light again. So that's a basic demonstration. That's all for now. But when you get to it, keep on doing and teaching science. A very great demonstration. Make sure that you do it safely with safety glasses and keeping students away. Bye for now.